Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights, 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's part of success. People want to hire your coaches.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, both hot commodities. There are 5 openings in the NFL today. Could be 6 with Dallas. Best fits for these guys. Will they lose one, both, or neither? The jobs available today. Jets, Saints, Bears, Jaguars, Patriots. Get to the phones. We'll talk about this Lions defense and look ahead. But Mike in Washington Township, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing? How we doing?
Good.
First thing I want to talk about, I've already parted ways with Aaron Glenn, for sure. He's going to be the head coach of the Saints. It's just a fit for him. He's played there. He's coached there. I think we're going to give a blank check to Ben Johnson. I think we're going to give him head coaching money to be our coordinator. If he leaves, the Patriots will be the best fit for him for sure.
John, you're kind of going that way.
Yeah, I kind of lean that way as well.
Yeah, young QB, he shows promise with very limited weapons he has right now. Like you guys said, draft good. They can get some help on defense, some receivers. But I also got a question for you. I got a question. Can we just – it's not really on – topic, but can we put this JMO and Jordan Addison debate to rest? It is not even a competition. It's not even close.
In regards to who's the best number two?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know it was a debate.
Oh, yeah.
Mike,
it's
let me guess.
Online.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the difference. Is... John's not fighting with people on Twitter.
No.
That's more of my speed. I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, he knew immediately. And then, I think our defense did show some promise. We've gone from seeing our defense be top 10 in the first half of the season to, you know, getting banged up. Now we're kind of in the bottom half. But that game, I'm going to give it flowers to Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Because that was a great game plan. But it's not a coincidence we get the heart and soul of our defense back in our middle linebacker. And our defense is stout again. It's just not a coincidence. That is Thor. We have the hammer at Mike linebacker. It made a huge difference for us. It made a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to take us where we're going here. Just a few notes to button up on the coachings. I agree. I think Aaron Glenn's going to leave. And I think it's in large part because of the performance you saw on Sunday, where he's a great leader of men, one of those guys. But now you can also point to what he's done schematically, not just this last week, but through injuries for most of this season.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a head coach this cycle. And I think Ben Johnson will be too. I think there's a danger in waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think he knows that. And he's going to interview seriously with a couple teams.
I don't necessarily know that there's a danger in waiting. If
he knows there's a perception, he doesn't want to be a head coach if he doesn't take a head coaching job at some point.
But that perception, that narrative can a lot of the times be constructed by the agent. And I know that when you have an agent that's going to, you know, talk to different franchises, they're going to interview. And I talked about the leverage that he has. Is he going to go into Chicago with Ryan Poles as their GM and say, you know what, I don't know that I want to work for this individual. I don't know that I like how he drafts or how he runs the organization or he signs veterans or like all of those things can be a part of it and could be a part of why you turn a job down.
Agreed.
And the narrative could just simply be he's waiting for the right fit.
Well, he would have turned down what Carolina 2 years ago, Washington last year. There are five openings now. I imagine at least three or four want to hire him. If you could turn down half the league before you take a job?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, that may be what it is. Yeah.
If you're just simply waiting, I mean, maybe he's waiting for Andy Reid to retire. And that is that 3 years away? Is it 2 years away? Is it after this year? Who knows?
I want to go back to this Addison Williams thing. Where'd this come from?
Oh, it's like a stupid Twitter debate.
Yeah, because I'm like, I had never even heard this debate.
You know what it is? It's Viking fans and Lions fans have been chirping each other for a few weeks now, and it's who's receiver. J-Mo had 1,000 yards. Addison fell just shy of that. Well, they're both really good number twos. I prefer J-Mo, but it's honestly a stupid semantic argument anyway.
It is because, all right, you look at the numbers and say, okay, well, you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's a 1,200-yard receiver, but you've also got Justin Jefferson, who's the best receiver in the NFL. And so he's going to take some numbers away from Addison versus what I think J-Mo actually does for Amon-Ra St. Brown for this offense. I would go with J-Mo because he opens it up for so many more. I don't necessarily just look at the stats. It's what, not only what he does statistically, but it's what he does for the offense and for the other members of that offense.
That's a really good point.
Did it ever get dirty? The debate, did it go off the field?
Oh, I mean,
because Addison had the DUI thing.
That's true. They both
and then J-Mo, did you bring up fireworks?
First of all, I'm not doing this debate.
Fireworks, firearms.
Exactly. Fireworks or firearms? 248.
Oh yeah,
539.
At least our guy didn't, you know, get caught down in Detroit at midnight and got off because of celebrity favoritism.
I don't know if it got that dirty.
He didn't get that dirty.
I'm not sure. You could probably find someone arguing it. It's the internet, right? He talked about the defense. That's where we wanted to get with this.
Yeah.
And we'll take phone calls on coordinators, and it's certainly going to be a hot topic all week. But John, coming off of Sunday, this Lions defense is much maligned. Did they do enough to change the narrative? Do you fully trust this defense in pursuit of a Super Bowl?
They certainly helped on the surface. If Sam Darnold's not the quarterback, but Josh Allen is, are we talking about a completely different game? And now, okay, obviously Justin Jefferson doesn't play with Josh Allen, Addison, Hockenson, they don't play with Josh Allen. But if you have a receiver that was at times as open as Justin Jefferson, is he overthrown or is he hit? And is by hit, I mean, you know, a connection with the quarterback. And then instead of three field goals, you're talking about, you know, what, three touchdowns.
Very different game.
It's a very different game. And then all of a sudden, the second half, you have to call it differently as a coordinator. And so I think certainly some of what they did on Sunday or Monday was Sunday, sorry, was simply because that's who they were playing. That was the game plan against Sam Darnold, against the Vikings. What will it be different the next time if they do play the Bills in the Super Bowl, or if they play Mahomes, or if they play Lamar Jackson? Like, don't know until that time, but the decision may already be made on a head coaching position by then.
My concern, because I still have concerns with this defense, is that the solutions that Aaron Glenn uses are to blitz heavy, right? And I'm not faulting him. He's got to do with what he's got. But his solution at the end of last year was blitz. His solution earlier this year when they lost Hutch, just send more than they can block. His solution against Sam Darnold was 55-60% of the time, send extra guys. And I don't blame him for doing what he had to do to win that game. I don't know that that's going to work against Mahomes, Allen, or Lamar. But what I do think yesterday did is it changed their circumstances. It made it more likely they'll get to that Super Bowl where they could get back some guys, right? Isn't that part of this now? Is that you may get reinforcements in the Super Bowl that can help alleviate the need to blitz at a 60% clip against an elite quarterback? Like, to me, their path to the Super Bowl got so much cleaner. That's what changed for me. Not that the defense transformed into this like formidable, trustworthy group, but now they've been able to create a situation where they can shelter them a little bit. You're going to play home games. You might not face an elite quarterback until the Super Bowl. You might be able to get away with blitzing your way for one game and then one more game, and now you're in the Super Bowl.
Well, or it's just simply, hey, you're doing what you've got to do until you get Carlton Davis back.
Exactly.
Are you doing enough? I mean, is Terrion Arnold going to be back? How does that change the narrative for the divisional round, whoever that opponent might be? And so, yeah, it's some of it's situational. Some of it is absolutely coaching. There's no question about it. Hey, we are we don't have a pass rush. We don't have a guy that's just going to go out there and put pressure on a quarterback. So we've got to scheme things, whether it's twists up front, it's linebackers, it's picks. I mean, they were doing a lot of picking in the first half of that game. And then in the second half, it was more just simply coming from the secondary. So, yeah, some of it's coaching. Some of it is coaching because you know what you have to do, and you're going to have to gamble.
Yeah, I think Glenn's doing what he has to do. He's doing what he has no choice but to do. And they're getting the most out of this group. Right? We said that all season with the injuries. Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn especially, they're getting the most out of this group. So did they do enough to shift the narrative? No, I think it's still going to be the narrative that that's what holds this team back. But I think they can shelter the defense. They'll play the home games. They'll get to the Super Bowl and see what happens. And then by that point, it might not even be the same defense. Yeah. 248-539-9797. All right, the Lions won, and the first thing Dan Campbell brought up was their defense. Held Minnesota out of the end zone. The defense has been the thing that everybody points to for why the Lions would fall short. The much maligned, battered, bruised, and injured defense. Did they change the narrative with that performance on Sunday? 248-539-9797.
I think they did against the Vikings. I don't know that they necessarily do against any of the AFC teams. And maybe they did against anybody that they're going to face in the playoffs.
Like the Packers, who they've already beat twice, or the Vikings, who they already beat twice. Yeah.
Rams, who they've already beaten. Yeah. I mean, the only one that may... I think the Tampa game, that was more of a one-off.
Yeah.
Because they did get into the red zone five times. That's more of an offensive failure in that game.
Listen, Baker can heat you up, but I think the Lions would win that game if they meet again. And people might point to the Eagles and say that's a team that could scare you. But part of what yesterday or Sunday was about was playing the game at Ford Field now. And I think that, more than like them fixing a broken defense, was the takeaway. Right? Blitzing at a 60% rate might not work against the best quarterbacks. But they're not going to face the best quarterbacks until the Super Bowl. And then maybe it is Carlton Davis or Derek Barnes or Aiden Hutchinson reinforcements. And if it's not, you know what? You get in the game and you see what happens. Maybe you just outscore them and you win a shootout. Like, I think they've provided a really favorable situation for a battered, bruised defense. Home games, fewer games, great offense, reinforcements coming. That, to me, is the source of optimism more than Alex Anzalone fixed him and we got a top 10 defense, Super Bowl, here we go. I'm not doing that today.
Yeah.
And I think you watched Darnold like I did and thought some of that was Darnold.
Yeah, I think some of it was Darnold. Some of it was, I do think that Ben Johnson and with Ben Johnson, Kirby Joseph, you know, there's something that's going on between what this offense, this defense, this team, this Lions team is doing to Minnesota. And whether it's a Anzalone, just him being back, we saw the way that he handled Hockenson. Hockenson a couple of times looked like there might be some gator arms, and
if he catches those, do we view this differently?
Yeah, I mean, or is he looking around? Who's looking around for Kirby Joseph? Who's looking around for Brian Branch?
Fair. That's fair.
Like that's all part of the equation. So it's never just coaching. It's never just players. Sometimes it's at all times, it's a combination of all of it. And I think in totality, I do think that this defense did change some of the narrative of being able to get push in the pocket, even though sometimes it took a little bit longer. Does that change if you're playing, you know, Mahomes? Sure, but you weren't playing Mahomes.
No.
The game plan's going to be different.
No, but as we look ahead, like, Darnold holds the ball more than most quarterbacks. Mahomes will get it out quicker. Allen will get it out quicker. Hurts will get it out quicker. Jaden Daniels will get it out quicker. And if you blitz the best quarterbacks, like, look at it from our perspective. We like when teams want to blitz Goff. We think we got a smart quarterback who gets the ball out quick. You want to blitz Goff? Bring it on. That's how other teams will view it if Detroit's only path to victory is blitz their brains out. It to me, it's not their only path, because they can win the shootout and because they can get guys back to where they can have a more sophisticated defensive game plan in the Super Bowl, plus 2 weeks to prepare for it.
I mean, with all due respect to the current defense, I'm not quite sure you could have trusted the defense completely 100% healthy against elite QBs.
That's fair.
You know, I mean, when Hutchinson played, Stafford threw for 300. Geno Smith threw for 300. Baker had kind of a light day, but that game was very weird when it goes, when a lot of things. The Lions possessed the ball so long and stuff, but Baker made plays when he needed to. To me, it's always been the Lions, healthy or not. kryptonite, just like it is virtually every single team. I mean, look at what Lamar did opening night against the Chiefs. Well, you could say the Chiefs opening night defense wasn't ready because they didn't play in the preseason. There's, look, elite quarterbacks are everybody's kryptonite. I feel more confident going forward that Aaron Glenn can kind of dial something up, especially when you're not going to play those true elite guys until the Super Bowl. Although Stafford and I think Hurts, those offenses with their running backs and balance will present problems for this defense, but I think they will for most. I mean, the game is jaded and go in favor of for the offense.
Yes.
You know, and it's just to me, it's so easy. Like if you look at the quarterbacks who the Lions, they've done well against the tier three guys, like most teams do.
Yeah.
The guys that are kind of in that weird zone, the Mayfields, the Staffords, they look really good against Dak. And that's when Hutch got hurt, you know? So, but the elites tear up most teams. Josh Allen beat the Chiefs this year. You know, it's just so hard. Like, I just feel more confident going forward that Aaron Glenn can come up with something.
I agree with that. I think that's a fair takeaway from the game. Texter says the best defense with our offense is to blitz. And blitz a lot. Because if you generate two turnovers in a game, they basically have no chance to beat the Lions with this offense. I think we're going to constantly, to think we're going to constantly and consistently get straight up stops is crazy. This is the way they should play. I agree with that. Texas says, guys, I was at the game, and if you want to see the impact of Anzalone, go back and watch him pre-snap. Seemed like he was communicating with at least one or two guys positioning before plays, like he knew it was coming. That's something they really missed beyond just the plays on the football. Mm-hmm. John's nodding his head. That's a huge thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much that goes into this, and if you're talking about is it the opponent, is it the roster, is it the injuries, there's a lot that goes into it. The fact of the matter is this team went out and executed. That's really what it comes down to. Do you believe they can execute in the divisional round? Do you believe they can execute in the NFC Championship? Can they get to the Super Bowl? I think those answers are yes, and I think the way that they executed against Minnesota answers not all the questions, but enough to say, yeah, they can win those games.
Let's get to Brady on a cell. Brady, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hell of a win. NFC North champs again, one seed. Very excited. I just wanted to say there's this quote from the movie Remember the Titans, and the coach is telling them, he goes, I don't want them to gain another yard. He goes, we blitz all night. And boy, I was feeling it, man. They were putting the pressure on Darnold. It was a good win. And real quick, guys, I want to give a shout out to my father, Gary. I'm sure he's listening right now. And my good friend, Curtis, give a shout out to him too. Very happy with the win. Go Lions. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, shout out Gary and Curtis.
Yeah.
The line from Remember the Titans is Coach Yost. You will blitz all night. It's kind of what Aaron Glenn did this week.
Yeah. I mean, it was what blitzes. TJ shared that number with 63% of the time.
Yeah, I think that's what I've seen floating around there.
No, it was man coverage 63% of the time.
Oh, and the blitzing, I've seen 55 or 60, yeah. A couple different numbers. The majority of the snaps, they brought an extra player.
Yeah.